Javonte Williams is still Dallas's lead back, and the beat covering camp says Jaden Blue is making it increasingly difficult to keep him off the field. Both halves of that sentence come from the same reporting, Ramel Williams at Athlon Sports back on July 31st, and the second half is the part that moves this profile. The June read on Javonte Williams had two pieces. Piece one, the 11 touchdowns that made last season look like a career year were rented. Scoring rate is the least repeatable thing a running back leans on, his share of the team's touchdowns sat in the range where backs historically give production back, and he is in the career window where the aging curve starts to bite. Piece 2. The reason we faded the rate and not the player. The workload looked bulletproof. Dallas signed him to a 3-year deal before free agency even opened, drafted nobody at the position, and left no real challenger behind him. The volume was the floor. This week, the floor developed a crack. The July 31st reporting is genuinely two-sided. Williams looked decisive running between the tackles, he is the leader of a young room, and he is expected to open the season as the starter. But the same story runs a camp storyline about Blue's burst complicating Williams's workload. That is not a job change. It is the first credible reporting that the touch count, the thing the entire June floor rested on, might get shaved on passing downs by a second-year back with receiving skills. Williams did not appear in the coverage of Saturday's win in Seattle, where few expected starters played, so there is no game evidence either way. Does the June read hold? Complicated. The touchdown regression half stands untouched, but the no-committee premise is weaker than it was in June, and that premise was the whole reason the profile had a floor. Next week, whether Blue works with the first team in any capacity, and how the backfield snaps split in the second preseason game, we'll check next Sunday. Data via NFL Verse.